The Asian carp now in the spotlight are the silver and bighead varieties, and they share traits that worry environmentalists. For one thing, they're large, sometimes reaching up to 100 pounds in less than 3 years. They escaped from fish farms in Mississippi about 20 years ago and have been making their way up the Mississippi River ever since. The carp voraciously consume the same microscopic organisms that native fish depend on. They'll outeat anything in their midst. That means game fish won't have as much to eat, and their populations will suffer. And the carp are invasive in other ways, too. At a recent news conference a few yards from Lake Michigan, journalists and curious passers-by inspected three enormous dead carp laid out on a folding table, glistening in the sun next to Pam Thiel, a project leader at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
It sounds sensational, but they can jump out of the water into your boat. A gentleman that works for the Illinois Natural History Survey has gotten hit 4 times, the last time he had to file workman's compensation with a neck injury. A commercial fisherman on the Kaskaskia River got his nose broken, and there's reports of people on the Kaskaskia that are going out fishing or just recreation in their boat. They're taking cookie sheets with them to act as a shield so that they don't get hit.
The newest weapon in the Great Lakes fight against the carp is an electronic barrier. It was built in April by the Army Corps of Engineers and the International Joint Commission, an organization that oversees the use of waterways between the U.S. and Canada. The electronic barrier sits in the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal, about 30 miles downstream from the city. The canal is a man-made link between Lake Michigan and the Chicago River. This particular spot was chosen for the barrier because it's a revolving door between the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River Basin. The barrier itself consists of about 160 wires, spaced a few feet apart, that lie crosswise along the bottom of the canal. The wires emit electrical impulses to deter all fish that approach them.
There is a charge that is applied to those cables.
Dennis Shornack is U.S. Chairman of the International Joint Commission.
Not a real strong charge, but not one that would be harmful to people if they, for example, fell into the canal, but strong enough for fish to sense it. And when they sense this charge in the water, they turn, and they turn back down the river.
Right now, the electronic barrier is only in an 18-month test phase. The authorities involved say after that time is up, funding from Congress will be needed to keep it in operation. Some people wonder why we can't just catch these invasive carp and eat them. But while the carp are a popular food source in Asia, they've been slow to catch on here, says Pam Thiel.
I think we, you know, kind of have that mentality that, you know, we'd rather be eating walleye or something than carp.
But a chicken processing plant in southern Illinois has looked into processing the carp. They've taste-tested it as a product similar to tuna, but are still deciding whether it's marketable. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Diantha Parker.